Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. And from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. So we told you yesterday that Delaware Valley Journal was reporting on this Twitter account run by Philadelphia Democrat Senator, Northeast Philadelphia, Dillon. I didn't say the first name because the Democrats, it doesn't matter. Jimmy, Sean, maybe they'll tag Sean back in. And if this were a Republican, what would be happening with these kinds of posts? In addition to which, is it any wonder why we see how much crime's committed in Northeast Philadelphia, which used to be safer, probably, than other areas of the city. Now, not so much, to put it mildly. People there complain about it. Then they continue to vote for people that are Democrats that will do nothing to challenge people like Larry Krasner. So Delaware Valley Journal breaks this loose. They report it. They had a exclusive on this. And then the Philadelphia Inquirer gets Dillon to comment on it. He says somebody else must have posted this in an account that he regularly posts in then and posts in now. Joining us to break all this down is the managing editor at the Delaware Valley Journal, where I write, and somebody who does a lot of stuff nationally like this, Michael Graham, former talk show host also, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, great job yesterday breaking this story. Thank you for coming on today.
You said you want to break it down. I just break things.
Okay.
As far as anything beyond that, repairing it, analyzing
yeah, that's
it,
right.
I'm in the breakage department only.
Well, again, it's with all the media out there in Philadelphia, Delaware Valley Journal is filling a... Michael, by the way, we have a raging debate here. Now, you're going to back me up, I think.
Oh, you got to get Michael's opinion.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, God,
talk radio guy, right. Is it niche or is it niche?
It is niche.
Yeah, my guy, okay. Michael.
I'm never sending another column
niche.
There again. That's it. You're
it's
out.
Niche.
Now, wait a minute.
It's like quiche. It's
yeah.
like quiche.
Yeah. I think if you were doing talk radio every day, you would have said niche. I'm going to go back and listen to the tapes. Come on. You're a traitor to the profession.
Well,
you would mock it. Wait a minute, Michael. You would mock it. All those things you wrote about, put on airs. You've gone Hollywood, Michael Graham.
I can't. It's like the famous story of George W. Bush campaigning down south. He's at a restaurant, and a waitress, very attractive, bucks a block, comes over and says, "What would you like?" He says, "I'd like a quickie." She turns red and rushes off, and his aide leans over and says, "Mr. President, it's quiche." So it's
right.
quiche
it's
and
kitsch.
It's niche.
All right, put that down as a
All
negative
right.
here. So this is.
Can I just point something out about Senator Dillon? By the way,
yes.
This whole story just reeks of what's wrong with politics in general and the Democratic Party in particular.
Exactly.
We just went through the. You know, Joe Biden was clearly unfit. He was unfit to serve. It was obvious he was unfit to serve. They should have had a primary. Instead, they screwed with the calendar. They kicked out New Hampshire because it's notorious for retail politics. They knew they couldn't put Biden going on the town by town circuit. So they just killed the primary and moved on. And, you know, and then they finally have to admit they got to get rid of him. And so magically, Kamala Harris is suddenly the nominee. She's never gotten a single vote. And I will tell you, Dom, I've been surprised by the number of civilians. That is, people who don't are into politics. They vote regularly, but you know what I'm saying? They don't read the politics page, blah, blah, blah. And they've stopped me and said, "How is this legal?" It really freaks them out. Well, I go, well, you know, the other example is Dillon. You got this guy who becomes a judge. You got to replace him. They're going to put Sean Dillon on the ballot. Oh, Sean can't fill out the ethical forms. He fails the ethics form filling. So they just shove this guy, who's never been an elected official ever, Jimmy Dillon, onto the ballot. Hey, you're a senator now. You have Kamala, you're the president now. Jimmy, you're the senator now. Hey, how about some freaking voters? Could we get the voters involved in this?
Topic? Well, that's right. And Michael, you got good knowledge of this, but there was a kid, a 14-year-old kid, killed under the Krasner policies right around that time. And yet they still voted for this guy, the brother
yeah,
tagged
good
in.
Good point.
versus the Republican who was adamant, you send him to Harrisburg, he's first in line to try to get Krasner out. So
I don't mean to interrupt, but it seems like anytime anybody gets a wind of what happened here, they go crazy. So Democratic Heavy, Reddit.com, not The Onion. Your story actually popped up on there, Michael. Not The Onion, because what it is, it seems so satirical that it can't be true. But the first comment actually says, I think this is far more problematic than the tweets, to be honest. Dylan entered the state, quoting what you said about him being replaced by his brother. And they say, they pick someone's brother. I'm sick of political family dynasties, even on a small level, this coming from a Democrat. So it seems like when people hear about what happened here, it's not just conservatives saying this is crazy. It's everybody from, you know, independents, left. They all think that's nuts that you can sub someone's brother in there.
And Michael, look at
this story here. We have two stories that DelawareValleyJournal.com has broken. The first is, hey, Jimmy Dylan had arrest warrants outstanding for him because he blew off a court date. Who the heck had that story besides us? Nobody. Now you have, hey, and it's not just a Twitter feed he used. He started Hoops 24/7, this basketball academy. The reporting we've done indicates that he really loves this as a project. I mean, it's great. It's wonderful. It gets people involved. You know, no one's disparaging what he does. But then how the way you can get into office in Harrisburg while tweeting out N-bombs and don't be gay as an insult is because you never had a primary. You never had a race. You never went through the process of getting vetted. We're seeing it now with Kamala Harris. Now she has a video saying, I legalized prostitution. Where did that come from? Where did it come from? It came from somebody who was never vetted because the Democrats did an end run around the standard electoral process.
I hope you put that in Delaware Valley Journal, too. That's the point out of all this. What do we make, though, of his denial, saying, well, somebody else probably put that up? Well, what's the next level here for you?
So, Dom, as you know, I spent part of my misspent youth as a political flack. I ran political campaigns for a living, and I wrote many a statement. Read this statement carefully, and you'll note that he never says explicitly, I didn't do this. What he says is, as a coach, I work with kids to teach them basketball skills. I'm not a big social media guy. Quote, if basketball players who work with Hoops 24/7 posted something like this more than a decade ago, it's the first I've heard about it. So he never mentions these specific tweets, how they got on his system, et cetera. And also, he throws his athletes under the bus. What a jerk move to say, hey, look at these hooligans I work with. Way to go, Dylan. Classy leadership there, Senator.
The guy I would tell you to zero in on is his communications guy. He and I have made the paper several times, Mark Nevins. He says to the Inquirer, this is just MAGA craziness and weirdness.
Exactly.
Michael Graham is a weirdo. Is there a couch near him? Exactly. I mean, that's what they're saying here.
Sorry, weirdos. It's not happening, said Nevins. Look, Nevins is doing his job. I used to have his jobs. But it's fine. You just try to turn the spotlight elsewhere. But the fact is, this is his 24/7 academy. It's his 24/7 Twitter feed. Every other tweet has a reference to what a great guy Senator Dylan is. So the idea that he can just walk away from it is BS. He's going to throw it on his athletes is BS. I think that says a lot. But I also think it's interesting of how quiet the Philly Republicans are being about this. Why aren't they just jumping on this guy? Please, hi. I mean, I'll put it this way. Can you imagine what the reaction would be if there were a Republican state senate candidate with an end?
Yeah, exactly. You're breaking up.
We know for a fact. I actually had someone from another news outlet.
Michael, you're breaking up. Hold up one second. Put you on the hold. We'll see if we can clear this. To that point, the Republican Party is non-functional here in Philadelphia. That's what the problem is. Now, we had in the Young Republicans yesterday, but the Republican Party, Michael, is virulently anti-Trump, and their campaign seems to be to spend 18 hours a day in bars in Northeast Philadelphia.
But I just don't understand why not cleats high at this. This is standard operating politics. It's what Democrats would absolutely do. And, the lesson, I'm not a big Trump guy, but the lesson that all of the Republicans who think they have good policies should learn is if you really think that they're good policies, if you really think the other guy's policies are going to hurt people, then you got to be willing to fight. And that doesn't mean be a jerk. You know, that's the thing. You know, Trump takes it always to the nth degree. But there's no, you got to fight. You got to act like it matters. And if you act like it matters to you, then it'll matter to the voters. But you got to act like it matters.
Let's take a moment to talk about, now I forget how long Delaware Valley Journal has been in existence and what you're doing nationally, but the suburban coverage of the Delaware Valley Journal, the coverage that the rest of the media, sometimes, Michael, you probably agree with this, it's not so much just ideology, sometimes it is. They don't know a good story anymore. They're in a bubble, and Delaware Valley Journal every day has a local story that is a great story that has impact, is entertaining many times, that's bypassed by the others.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating that you've got these, particularly in this space of public schools, which, you know, people on the left love to tell you how important public schools are, and of course, it particularly comes to spending money. But when you start to have do coverage of what public school board members are actually up to when they're illegally trying to control meetings, or when when the school boards are literally putting books with images of guys having sex with each other in their middle school libraries. I mean, look, that's news. You don't have to, you know, set aside whatever you want to think about, you know, same-sex relationships or LGBT, blah, blah, blah. This, it is just news when that's happening. This is a public school system, and yet we often find, not through intrepid reporting, but by just showing up, that we're the people who have the story. Like, hey, everybody, you're welcome to cover this. You can do this. The fact that Republican voter registrations in the suburbs have been inching up, and you know, one of the reasons why I think the Harris campaign folks are so nervous about Pennsylvania, they don't. Everyone knows they're going to win Montgomery County, Chester County. That's not the point. The point is, do you win the Philly suburbs? They've got to win the Philly suburbs big enough that if you add it with the Western PA, you know, and Pittsburgh suburbs, et cetera, that you can overcome the suburban and rural vote in other parts of the state. And right now, it just doesn't look that strong. It looks like they're going the other way. Also, the fact that we had a story, Don, about the return of Three Mile Island, making the point that the people who are bitching about Three Mile Island, you know, coming back online, are the same people who are bitching about natural gas power production. And, you know, they want to shut down all coal production. And when you just ask the common sense question, there's a lot of suburban families who need their power every day. There are a lot of suburban workers who are working in tech jobs, and they're going to be part of these AI systems that are going to need massive amounts of electricity to operate them. What is your plan? And if your plan is Three Mile Island, icky, natural gas, boo, coal, so what's your, what, rub two sticks together, AI.com, that's your plan? And so it's not that we're breaking the stories. It's just that we're paying attention and writing down what I think an average person would want to know.
I think you're taking too little credit. I mean, I go there, and I think I'm plugged in, and still I get something every day. Michael, thank you. It's an honor
to
be here.
Well, I got to give a shout-out. Linda Stein, our Intrepid News editor, fantastic job. Taylor Millard, getting her back. They do the work. I just sit around and look pretty and, you know, drink cocktails in the afternoon. That's my job.
All right. Well, that's a good managing editor job by you. Thank you, Michael.
And you know what, Dom? It's a niche job, but I'm very glad to have it.
Well done, Michael.
All right, strike that from the record. Thank you, Michael Graham. Take care. Michael Graham. All right, another voice weighs in on the scoreboard that says niche. He's been out of talk radio too long. All right, so there's so many parts to this. Where is the Republican Party on this? You know, why are they not pouncing on this as an example of what happened here? And you notice the connection to Joe Biden. It's also same kind of thing that went on here. They tag in another guy, and then people in Northeast Philadelphia show up and vote for Democrats. And then, as the Krasner reign, et cetera, continues, what do? They complain. The remedy is there. You have a real good opponent, a 28-year-old running against him that has fired up volunteers and everything else. Take a look at that. We'll have him on the show. But more broadly, and the Inquirer, to their credit, did follow up after Delaware Valley Journal broke this story. Now, he can come on the show and tell us that. Mark Nevins, he's the guy told Dan that when we had the shootout at the Veterans Memorial in downtown Philadelphia, Patrick Murphy, Dan, showed up to disrupt the Swift Boat veterans that I was friends with. They're the ones that exposed John Kerry. So they disrupted, he disrupted their news conference. When he stood a couple feet over disrupting, I disrupted his news conference. And we were off to the races. All right, so Nevins was involved in all that. He's the guy here saying, this is just MAGA Republican weirdos. Where are the Republicans on stuff like that? Where were they when Linda Kearns basically broke the story of the breaking into SEPTA and putting up the Kamala Harris Eagles endorsement? Was anybody ever arrested in that? Even though the one street artist, never say that expression again, Tom, the one potential criminal, the one potential criminal seems to take credit for it. Has he been arrested for doing all that? No. What did the local Republicans say about it? Nothing. Come on, Vince Fannery. You know it's true. Vince, you know you're going to come on. Henry's now is doing some of the booking with Dan, so maybe Henry would have the magic touch. I'll go up to the bar. They can have everybody there. We'll do the interview there. Tell them we'll buy for the bar that's there. You know, just a half-hour interview of the life and times of the alleged Republican Party in Philadelphia. They don't want Trump to win. They've said it publicly. They're a hindrance. Thank God for the young Republicans. Thank God for the grassroots here in Philadelphia. Because every vote in Philadelphia that we gain, that's on the big scoreboard statewide. Now, you know that if you missed it, Bob Brady, we have the tape. Lobster bet, not a pizza bet, said they're going to win Philadelphia by 500,000 votes. Oh, man. This is almost too easy. This show would be on FanDuel. I'm plunking down everything. 500,000 votes, Bob. Come on.
Did you guys make an actual bet?
Oh, yeah. Lobster.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I said pizza.
He upped the ante.
He said lobster. Wow. Yeah. That's how much he was. I don't know. He's pretty fired up on this one. You know, I don't know if anybody's, if they've ever won by 500,000 in Philadelphia. I think Obama won by 475. This is not Obama. There's not going to be 500,000. All right. 855-839-1210. Love to get your reaction to this story. It's much broader than a state Senate race. It gets into all these angles. Now, look, we say this all the time. If somebody did something when they were a teenager or something like that, they apologize for it, you know, and it's cancel culture to go back to kindergarten. This is when he was in his mid to upper 20s, I believe, or maybe 30. And he's denying it. Somebody else must have put that in. I wouldn't say this. All right. Northeast Philadelphia is a perfect example. If you want to be safe and prosperous, consider voting for Republicans. Consider changing the culture here, where the one guy has, he can't meet the ethical requirements, so they just tag in the brother. My God. We covered that. We talked about it. And people in Northeast Philadelphia said, I don't care. He's a Democrat. That's what I'm voting for. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Don't forget, hit us something that says fall, something that says autumn. That's the side question. In about 13 minutes, too, I'm really looking forward to talking with the vice president of Teamsters Local 107. And we're going to talk about this Trump poll that says he did better in Pennsylvania, even than nationally. And it's Dr. Ben Carson was straightforward with this. What does Trump have to do to just do decently, even slightly decently, in the surrounding suburbs of Philadelphia with Republican women? That's it. He's going to win Pennsylvania, thus winning the presidency. He's broken through on these other fronts. Or is that a bridge too far? That's going to be the tell of this election. Melania Trump coming out with her book, interview tomorrow on Fox. Does she do anything to soften anything here, move anything? 855-839-1210. What would you set a number at that you want to carry Philadelphia by that you think reasonably to win Pencil Ballpark? What did Biden do the last time in Philadelphia? What did he carry it by?
It was like 470, 475.
Okay.
Along with Clinton, along with Obama, 480. We're looking to try to get 500% majority, 500,000 majority.
Oh.
Well, we got a shot at that.
All right. Can we have
now,
a pizza bet on that? I'll give you odds, though. 500 is a lot. I don't know if I can hold you to that. You carry Philadelphia by 500,000?
You could hold me to 500 now.
500, Henry. Write that one down. Bob Brady, 500, he says here.
And a hell of a pizza. We're doing lobster.
Oh, okay. That's it. See, that's Democrat Party right there.
Dan wasn't here for that, and we told him that that did happen. By the way, we're glad to get this correction. We've been underselling our guest at 1:30. Bill Hamilton is the president of the Pennsylvania Conference of Teamsters, representing 96,000 Teamsters in the Pennsylvania area. President Joint Council 53, Eastern Pennsylvania and South Jersey, and president of Local 107 in Philadelphia and the International Region, Eastern Region Vice President since 2008. So that's a lot of people he represents. And in the polling, at least in the Inquirer yesterday, it says they support even more than the national polling, President Trump. All right, he'll be here momentarily. You got the side question going on. Let's go to Scott in Runnymede. Hey, Scott, good afternoon.
Tom, thank you so much. I'm glad to hear about you on the radio again. Thank you. And I want to tell you something about your talk person there, Henry. Really great guy. Give him a pat on the back. I appreciate it.
All right. Checks in the mail for Henry.
Yeah,
thank you, Scott, very much.
No, it really is. You can tell when somebody answers that phone that they're a decent person, and he is. Thank you. I told Henry, Dom, this is really bothering me. I don't know if you watch Fox, but guess what? I am kind of a big fan of Gutfeld, especially since he's become more of a Trump organizer and stuff like that. But I called and texted Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, on her text line out there. This morning I get a call back. She said, we've had other complaints. We're checking on it. Okay, she said, did you call local radio or local television, especially where you're at? Because she knows where I'm at in Runnymede. She said, in your area of Pennsylvania, you're close, call them. Dom, this is the problem. I'm watching this show live at 5 and the other Fox shows. They'll have something on Trump, but then they'll go to something this morning. They did P. Diddy and the rape charges. Dom, all of a sudden, from his picture, up comes Donald Trump over top of the story. Still talking about P. Diddy. It's not talking about. And Dom, I hope you put yourself, as I told Henry, put yourself. I don't know. You're the expertise in TV and stuff over there. You're talking about Dom Giordano. Here comes a rape charge, and there's Dom's picture over top. But that's not what Dom's being charged with. He's not anything. I'm not understanding this. Is this how much they hate this man? And I know. It's hard for me to. It was burning up in me right now, Dom. And I'm sorry. And I know you're the guy on radio.
I'm very good call. Thank you, Scott. So I'll have to take a look at it. Fox is not as pro Trump as maybe Newsmax or whatever. But yeah, I hear the point. I haven't seen any of that yet from Fox. And the only thing I've seen is Bret Baier say he believes that Kamala Harris has accepted doing a debate on Fox. I rather doubt that. I still would like to see the debate. We'll keep our eye out. I mean, sometimes these things are happenstance. Scott, it's not just that they're playing with that. Yeah, P. Diddy and put Trump into that mix. When this P. Diddy thing finally breaks, though, and it will, it is going to be enormous, apparently, all the entrails of this guy. And how did he get away with it this long? We're back to the same thing. All right, Joe in Exton is next. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon. Welcome in.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. For my answer, the 18th century Italian musician Antonio Vivaldi wrote a collection of suites known as the Four Seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much for that.
Do I correct the man, Joe? It's not fall. It's autumn, is it not?
Yes. Fall was a shorter word.
When he's zoning in on the punchline, you hear that little change in his voice. Oh, my goodness.
Autumn's such an elitist way to say fall, Dan, too.
Yeah, it is fall. Let's stop with the niche. And now we have to say autumn. All right, let me squeeze Joe in Columbus, and then we'll go to our guest. Hey, Joe, afternoon. What's yours today?
Hey, Dom, going back yesterday, it was never, ever, ever Realtor. There's no extra A in that. It's Realtor. It opened buzz.
I know, but that is a common, you know, expression. I hear you. Yep.
Right. Mine is the mamas and the papas. All the leaves are brown. What is that? Oh, God. The name of the song.
California Dreamin'.
California Dreamin'.
Yeah, you can feel the mist. You can feel the change of seasons with that. Yeah, very underrated, Joe. Good one. Yeah, that fits. That's the side question today. All right, coming up, I read you, our guest is in leadership for 96,000 Teamsters in the Pennsylvania area in the Inquirer yesterday. I'm fascinated by this whole thing with Trump and the Teamsters, how this has played out. It's the upside of Trump. No Republican could break through. Name one that's going to get that many people supporting him that are in unions like the Teamsters, so much so it was a non-endorsement situation. All right, but our guest has some things he says his membership apparently don't know about Trump. This should be a good debate. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We're also watching today to see when Vice President Harris tells us her economic plan. I think it'll be very short. The key thing they'll try to do is distinguish it from Bidenomics. They'll lead with no tax on tips and child care credits, and then there won't be too much. That's what the plan is. All right, Bill Hamilton is next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. So you know the backdrop of this. Sean O'Brien speaks at the RNC. Then there's a non-endorsement of either Harris or Trump. But he releases the national polling indicating Trump had a substantial lead, to put it mildly. Various units around the country then say they're still supporting Harris. They're still endorsing Harris. Pennsylvania does their own polling here, and Trump has a bigger lead. Joining us to break all this down, and I think differ with it, or at least say what he's going to do as a union leader, is Bill Hamilton. This is going to take up the whole interview. He's the president of the Pennsylvania Conference of Teamsters, representing 96,000 Teamsters in the Pennsylvania area. President, Joint Council 53, Eastern Pennsylvania, South Jersey. President of Local 105 in Philadelphia and the International Eastern Region Vice President since 2008.
107 there.
Yes, 107. Storied a union here in the Philadelphia area. If you've lived here, you know 107. Let's go to President Bill Hamilton. President Hamilton, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Well, Bill, the first thing, and you have more time here than with the Inquirer, the first thing you put in the paper is you don't seem to think, if this is accurate, that the results are true, at least of some of the local unions, 107 being one of them.
Yeah, my comments were not misquoted, but not entirely accurate. What I said and what the meaning of my words were was that it's not totally representative of where our local is, because we have another poll to compare with. When it's sort of like, I have to walk you through this if you have a minute.
Sure.
When President O'Brien endeavored to do this, we did it on a local by local basis across the whole country. We brought in our members to a union meeting at a union hall where we had secret ballot tables set up. We had an open dialogue for an hour before they needed to vote, pros and cons. And we certainly have quite a few Trump people there that were supporting Donald Trump. And we welcome our members from both sides of the aisle. However, I mean, when that poll was conducted, that poll was more people participated, Dom, than the other poll by far. And it came out about 8% for Biden at our local, and nationally it came out that way also. The difference is that nobody expected President Biden to step down as quickly, and it took us all by surprise, quite frankly. And it left us in a quandary of, well, geez, we have this data that we have nationwide. that isn't accurate anymore because he no longer is running, so it's not representative of maybe what the members' wishes were. When we did this QR code, a lot of our members, I just had a union meeting in September with our members that came back from, we don't have meetings during the summer. But a lot of them indicated to me that they didn't get the QR code. They didn't understand it. They didn't know they had to vote on it. So it may have not been communicated as well as the first round because we got to actually tell the members what they needed to do.
Bill, I got the point. In the interest of this, though, is there any doubt, though, that a lot of your members, and I think it's relatively accurate here, support Trump? You say we're going to have to educate them that Trump is a good union guy. He's not. Could it be something more? Could it be that these people are turned off by how far left the Democrat Party, particularly Kamala Harris, have gone?
Totally possible. And only, you have to understand, Dom, only 2% of the people nationally even responded to this QR code. And what our members have to be told is I was part of the interview process for President Biden, for former President Trump, and for Harris. I sat in the same room, asked questions, and quite frankly, the answers that Biden gave were terrific. He's been great for unions. When former President Trump came in, I thought he was very evasive. He wouldn't answer questions on the PRO Act, which is near and dear to our hearts. It's an act that's being supported by quite frankly, Republicans and Democrats. Locally, we have Republicans here, Mr. Fitzpatrick, who's a good friend of labor, and he's a Republican, that support that. The PRO Act is merely guaranteeing union membership.
All right. Well, Bill, could it be, though, all that in particularly against Biden, the quintessential union guy, we all know that they are voting on other issues. Again, they're voting. I see your members, a lot of them, as patriotic Americans, and I don't see the Democrat Party as being a large portions of it in step with that. Do you still see this as the Democrat Party you came up in?
No, I don't think it's the Democratic Party I came up in. I don't think the Republican Party is either. I think everybody has gone far left and far right, and the middle has almost disappeared. I'm not a big proponent of when you say patriotism. I served our country for 2.5 years in Vietnam. I take offense to some of Trump's comments about the military service and denigrating our veterans, which many of them are our members. They don't take kindly to being called suckers.
Wait a minute, Bill. Now, I don't want to get into the memory hole here. If we do more of an interview, that is greatly in dispute. And we recognize your service certainly here. I'm talking about issues, though. Your members face like inflation and illegal immigration. What are your thoughts that they might see Trump as much more of the answer, particularly than Vice President Harris?
Well, I certainly think that the immigration issue is something that everybody is concerned with. Our members are concerned about it. It hasn't had a direct impact here in Pennsylvania, like in many other states, as much. But I do believe that there's a bipartisan answer to it that, quite frankly, both sides are choosing to ignore. And I think it is an issue. I think it needs to be addressed. And I think that's an issue that sure all our members care about. I think it's an important issue.
And you don't think this could be a reason why they support Trump? How about inflation? I mean, your members are well-paid, union jobs here in Philadelphia, but they're middle class, and the middle class is being crushed, and the crush is from Bidenomics. And I would argue with you, Bill, that maybe Kamala Harris doesn't have the union cred that Joe Biden had, that maybe he could get away with it. She can't, and that's why they support Trump to get a handle on this.
Well, let me just say one thing about inflation and the impact it has on our union members. It has the same impact on every family, I'm sure. But in many of our contracts and our national contracts, we have a cost of living allowance built in. So if inflation goes up 7%, their wages go up 7%. So we keep in tune with inflation. Now, I'm not saying that puts them in a better spot. That's just keeping their head above water like everybody else. But at the end of the day, I'm concerned about inflation. I'm also concerned about some of the comments that get made during campaigns on both sides. And I don't think that our members totally grasp some of the things that are being proposed, like tariffs on all goods coming in. I don't know how that fixes inflation. I don't know how that lowers the cost of things. Many economists will argue that that is just the opposite of what we should be doing. We shouldn't be putting tariffs on everything that comes into the country. We should limit the tariffs to where they're effective, because it's only going to raise the price of goods.
I would argue that's what Trump ultimately is going to do on this. How about the issue, Bill? Are you in the camp that says Democrats ought to continue to say that Trump is Hitler-like and Trump is going to destroy democracy in the country if reelected?
I don't believe anybody is Hitler-like. I think that word is totally taken out of context and misused and should not be used. That comparing anybody to Hitler is offensive to me, and it should be to any other red-blooded American. That is totally not the way I would frame any presidential candidate. And sometimes the media is our biggest enemy on both sides, that they don't clearly tell a picture, and it disturbs me when I read rhetoric like that. That's not what we're about, and I certainly don't agree with that.
Well, that's very good to hear. What are your thoughts? Now, I realize he's the head of the union, but I think Sean O'Brien has done a great favor here in that he went to speak at the RNC, reaching out, and then he didn't endorse or come up with anything or your internal stuff here, but he did release the national poll so that people had a sense, at least one sense, of how union members are feeling. What are your thoughts on what he's done?
I think he's done a fabulous job, and the mere fact that he would conduct this poll shows the courage of his convictions and release it. He didn't have to release this, and he had a lot of pressure not to release it. But he stood up, and I got to tell you, it was so refreshing to see him speak at the Republican National Convention and be invited there. And his message was really a clear one. It was for working American families, and it was not a Republican or a Democratic speech. It was a speech to the working people of the country and the corporations that mistreat them. And I don't think people like Elon Musk liked the speech too much, but I thought it went well, and I thought he served the membership well by doing that and showing that we're a union of both parties.
Well, Bill, I'm very glad you came on. I hope it's the first of many times here. So your message again to Local 107 or the 96,000 Teamsters, in the way that you told the Inquirer, you said, we have to tell them the truth. We have to dispel all this social media nonsense that Trump is a good union guy. That seems to indicate you think that's where they're getting their feeling about Trump. It's not from some of the things that you and I just talked about.
Well, as I said, Dom, my members elected me to lead and tell them the truth. And up to this point in time, Trump hasn't been good for unions. He hasn't been good for us. He refused to pass the Pension Protection Act when he had the chance and left it to Biden to do, who actually bailed out a lot of the union pension funds. Now, some people on the other side might say, well, why should we be bailing out pension funds? Well, we bail out the stock market. We bail out companies and banks all the time. This would have collapsed a lot of American families, and it would have cost the government.
Bill, let me ask, how do you think your membership would ask? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
They would answer me, yes.
They would?
Yes.
And do you think that's because they're union members versus the rest of us?
I think it's because... yes, that's part of it, because we have built in language to the contracts that they will not suffer in bad times, that if inflation goes up, their wages go up with it.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you very much. Very glad you came on. Stay in touch with Henry. We have something else. We'd love to have you back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill Hamilton. Nice job by Henry setting it up. All right, we'll get your reaction, 855-839-1210. I think there's accuracy here, and I think these union members are looking at a whole array of things when it comes to Trump. And they're looking at the Republican Party and it's out of the Democrat Party. It's out of sync with them. But it's only Trump. It's the magic of Trump on this versus the average Republican. The downside of that is we go to suburban Philadelphia. Any number of Republicans might do better there with the usual voters. It's a conundrum. All right. If you're in a union, we'd love to hear from you, too, at 855-839-1210. You can grab a line right now. Hey, how are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is a key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use that code DROP. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
Lift on.
Coming off a great interview like that, the lines are hot, Dom, so I'm going to send it right back to you to take some calls.
All right, 855-839-1210. You just heard the guy that represents 96,000 Teamsters. And if he's, I was thinking about this, he's right that their salary apparently is inflation-proof, sort of. But I don't think all these surveys and what happened nationally lies. There is vast Trump support here. If it were Biden, it might be different. You got the quintessential union guy, and they could say to himself, oh, he's just going along with the craziness of the Democrat Party. They know Harris is a progressive radical extreme. And that's why you're seeing, and it's the Trump persona breaking through here. Let's go to John in the Northeast. John, good afternoon. Yo, John.
Yo, how you doing?
Good, John. Very good.
I don't know what world that guy's living in. He must be on CNN all the time, because I'm telling you, it's rough out here. I mean, as far as the inflation thing, that's not true with the company I work for.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Well, it might be for some unions where there is an inflation thing there, but I think you're right. It can't possibly match the 19.5% at grocery stores. I don't think it could match that.
No. No, that's not true.
So, John, your union, is there Trump support in your union?
No. But the members are Trumpers.
Okay, well, thank you, John. Pete in South Philly, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pete.
Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good, Pete.
I can't believe what I was hearing, not from your from the guest you had on, the union leader. Let me start by this. I'm local 115 for 33 years. I'm getting ready to retire next month. He failed to mention this. Oh, yeah, we get a cost of living raise every 3 or 4 years when the new contract is signed. But so did the damn union dues jump up every month.
How much
union
dues are you paying now, would you say, Bill?
Would you say, I could tell you exactly, or would you want to know when I started how much we were paying?
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Yeah, tell us when you started to now what it is, yeah.
Okay, when we started, it was, you're going to laugh, but I said 33 years. We were paying $7.85. I brought out my old pay stub.
Okay.
That was a month. Okay, now we're paying $95 a month, union dues. Local 115 Teamsters, and I work for the University of Pennsylvania. And I know they listen on the radio down there, and they listen to this. Well, I won't get no flack because I only have a month to go. What are they going to do, beat me up?
So you're paying over $1,000 plus there, right, every year just in union dues?
Just in dues, yeah, union dues a month, and look at the prices of everything. No, and the other things you were saying, we do get paid holidays, vacation time. But, oh, by the way, Dom, when we retire, now I'll be there 33 years. When I retire, I get a pension. Guess where I get my pension from? Not from the University of Penn, which would be a lot. We get it from the stinking union. And that union pension, I don't want to use the word, I'll put stinks.
Yeah.
Our union, our pension stinks down there. And obviously I'll be dependent on Social Security and my little union pension. Thank God I do have a Roth IRA I haven't touched since 2008. So that's non-taxable,
great
by the
news.
Way. So.
Great news. You did that. Thank you, Pete, very much. All right, we continue. Thanks to Henry. And look, yeah, I believe in the other side, if it's a situation where it's not just going to break down instantly in the screaming, whatever. The guy's a Vietnam veteran. We certainly honor that. The comment about Trump, though, and going to, he kind of meandered into that. Bottom line is this. Trump has broken through with unions. All this stuff tells me that. What's the reason? Some of it is Trump's background. But where the work is, we're back to this again. What do you need to do with these people in the suburbs? Because I'm going to blame that as the reason. What does Trump need to do? What he did the other day about the protector, that's not going to work with these women. You know, do you want to come on every day and say, oh, it's wonderful. He's calling them. Not going to work. Or do you want to win? I want to win. That's the only thing that matters here. The stakes are beyond high. What does he have to do? What's the policy? What is the persona that's going to get us over the finish line in these four counties, which may determine the country? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Dom's Money Melody also coming up. Big 2 o'clock hour, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.